This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Somebody said to me tonight, you know, poor Judge Moore, all he has to do is change ticket and become a Democrat because then he'd be Teflon-coated as well. At the end of the day, these things are outrageous. The fact that the left seems to have double standards on these issues. It's only Republicans that get in trouble for these kinds of behaviors. These are all inexcusable. Any kind of sexual act of this nature, whether it's an assault or whether it's something that simply shames a woman afterwards, taking photographs while they're asleep of a sexual nature. Al Franken, I want to see not just the GOP, I don't just want to see the rhinos, I want to see the Democrat senators call for Al Franken's removal, resignation, and recall.
When you talk about a double standard, all the years Democrats have bent over backwards, they have thread every needle, they have skated every razor's edge, so they could defend the Clintons. And there was, in this sense, we knew there was collusion. Well, Hillary stole the primary from Bernie, but we knew that there was media collusion to help Hillary win. And that was proven in no uncertain terms via WikiLeaks. And, you watch all of this, but here we are 30 years later, and they did it all the way up and through and until last year's election. And we have to wonder, how do they hold the mantle in their minds when it's not accurate that they're for women's rights, gay and lesbian rights, and freedom of religion? And she takes money from those other countries. You haven't heard a word from Hillary today. You had a whole hit squad to go out there, bimbo eruptions, smearing all those women that did speak out.
Well, you know, this is what's coming back. I mean, you talk about the chickens coming home to roost. It's all coming on them. And, you know, what is going to happen? You know, we've been anticipating, if you've followed it all and have read Jonathan Cahn's book about Paradigm, we've had him on several times to review what is going on and, you know, the spiritual application. And as he points out, the Clintons, you know, what is happening? So, you know, kind of interesting for those of people that have read the book and understand, you know, the Jezebel spirit and how Hillary Clinton plays that role and how Bill Clinton played the role of Ahab, again, from the paradigm and these patterns that have been long established. It's like we're living life all over again. And what Jonathan Cahn points out, again, for people that understand, if you don't understand the Bible and understand the story of Jezebel and the spirit that's taken place and how it relates to the Clintons, I know some of this might be a little bit like Greek to you, but for those of us who do see some similarities, I, like you, I'm going, okay, we know that in the Bible, Jezebel was thrown out the window. In this particular case, in the modern day version, she's being thrown under the bus, as we talked about yesterday, with Rachel Alexander, with Hex, Donna Brazile's book, and all the exposure that's taken place, and it just keeps on mounting, and as if that's not enough, now we're, you know, as a country, we're dealing with some of these, you know, cultural bad habits that we've acquired along the way, and bad habits and acceptance of misbehavior. And, you know, when all the fingers start pointing to allegations, whether it's Judge Moore or a presidential candidate or a movie star, all of a sudden they're going, you know, you pull back the curtain, they go, oh my goodness, what about the former president? What about this young intern that was there? What now? And then they go, well, what about all these other interns and these fellows that have come in that they haven't been protected, but yet there's been hush money that's been paid on behalf of we the people? So we have become, you know, involuntarily co-conspirators in this whole process here. I don't know how that makes you feel, but I got to tell you, it's quite upsetting. I don't want to be a part of that in any form or fashion. But because this is a government of, for, by, we the people, and the bureaucrats have taken our money and misappropriated it, guess what? It is on us, ladies and gentlemen. You've got to see this for yourself. The conversation continues. Stay with us.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you tune in to Bill Martinez Live.
Back with the America, Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man, joins us now, nationally recognized expert on personal finance. And Jordan, when was the last time you could talk about tax reform, huh?
Well, this is a big one. We haven't had anything this big since 1986 was the last time we had a major tax reform here.
You know, I've maintained the difference between tax cuts and tax reforms has to do with bipartisanship. If it's by one party or the other, then you just have, you know, tax cuts. If you really, you know, are going to realize tax reform, you need both parties involved here, don't you?
None in this case. Zero.
Yeah,
exactly. Support.
That's crazy. Yeah. Yeah,
but it's going to be cuts, not reform. But I mean, they're doing a lot of things to reform it. You may not like it, but they're going to, for example, raise the standard deduction from $12,000 to $24,000 per family. That means about 85 to 90% of the people will not have to itemize anymore. That's reform, I would say.
Wow. Yeah.
They're changing the brackets in various ways. The state and local income taxes not being deductible. That's a reform. Some people may like it, some people not like it. But these are all reforms more than tax cuts.
Right.
In fact, some people are definitely going to have their taxes go up. This is not going to be a tax cut for them at all, particularly if you're in a high-tax state, and particularly if you have high-priced real estate, because any property taxes over $10,000 would not be deductible, and mortgage interest over $500,000 would not be deductible. Right now it's $1 million. And the big change that just happened in the last day or so, Bill, was throwing in the repeal of the individual mandate.
Exactly, right.
From Affordable Care, from Obamacare. Now, that has been in there basically forcing people to buy insurance, whether they liked it or not, or pay a penalty. It's been unpopular, and if they take that out, that means something like 13 million people will lose health insurance coverage, but they won't have to be buying something they don't want, basically.
Exactly.
What it comes down to.
Well,
access through.
Yeah, no, without a doubt, all this stuff is getting, you know, there's a lot of moving components here. But again, this is what happens when you have one side over the other, just like with healthcare, and no bipartisanship here. So we're all going to suffer as a result of this.
Democrats even more.
Yeah. Well, and I gotta tell you, you know, I'm certainly not in that category, but I think fair is fair, and I think for the people who have been very wealthy and have paid their dues and earn the money, I don't have a problem with them getting money. I think it's a little unfair to sit there and say, okay, you're already paying an inordinate amount of the taxes anyway, so now we're just going to let you know, what's another 10-15%, I guess, for you?
Yeah, but I mean, the vast majority of these tax cuts go to higher income people and corporations. I mean, companies are going to have a tax cut from 35% to 20% and immediate expensing of operations like buying equipment and plants and equipment, things like that. That'll be a big boost to their bottom lines. That's one of the reasons the stock market's done so well, is anticipating the higher profitability of companies where their taxes are going to be a lot lower. So those are clearly the biggest beneficiaries of the tax cuts as we're talking about. And it's got to be made up for somewhere. You just can't cut taxes and not have any offset.
Well, that's what they're doing. And, of course, in part, being the businessman that he is, Donald Trump, Because traditionally, you see, when you unleash business and you have growth, it's about a growth program here. That means the GDP goes up. That means the government's going to have more money to work with. But somehow that gets lost in translation, Jordan, and I don't understand why.
Well, that's the purpose of this whole thing, is to put more money in people's pockets. Mm-hmm. And there's basically two things they can do with it, Bill. They can spend it or they can save and invest it. Both of those things are good for the economy, okay?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Now, with wealthier people getting more, but they're going to tend to save and invest it more and spend it a little bit less. Lower-income people tend to spend pretty much all the income they've got. But having increased investment is a good thing for the economy. We need more of it. So those are both positive things. Now, I don't think this bill is going to so-called pay for itself, as they talk about. Mm-hmm. Even though I think it will increase economic growth in the long run, I don't think it's going to create enough economic growth to make up for the lower rates on taxes. It'll make up for some of it, but I still think the deficit's going to go up higher. Mm-hmm. Maybe $500 billion, maybe $1 trillion, maybe $1.5 trillion.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, what do you think the net number is here in terms of the differential?
It depends on what kind of growth is actually created, because the growth is what creates the additional revenue to the government. Mm-hmm. So if we get faster growth, if we grow at more than 3%, 3.5% GDP, then that's going to create a lot more revenue to the government. The assumptions going into this bill are extremely rosy. They're talking about 3.5% growth, something like that. Mm-hmm. If we get less than that, the revenues are going to be a lot less and the deficit will be that much more. So it's all the dynamic scoring that's going on here. You can guess what's going to happen, but then people have to make real-world decisions.
Exactly, and God forbid you would do something going into it and say, all right, we've got to take a look at really cutting back in some areas of our government. That's just not going to happen, is it?
Well, look at where the government spends its money. It spends it on insurance, Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security. Very little talk about cutting those back. Mm-hmm. Defense, we're increasing defense. Interest on the national debt, we're already at $20 trillion. We're adding hundreds of billions of dollars. We're not going to cut back on that. So, yes, spending's going to keep going up because most of it's an automatic pilot.
Exactly.
The rest of the government bill is a rounding error. Okay, you could cut out the State Department, FDA, SEC, agriculture, all of them, and it would be a rounding error. Those big three, that's where the government spends its money.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and so what are we going to do? I mean, there's no balanced budget. They keep talking about a balanced budget, and they keep on going because they keep adding stuff. I mean, unlike what Donald Trump said with regulations, you know, for every new regulation, we were going to get rid of two, right?
Yeah, well, a lot of it's the demographic wave. I mean, people are retiring. The baby boomers, 10,000 a day turn 65. And they're collecting Medicare and Medicaid and Social Security, and they're going to live a lot longer. This is not 1935 when people lived to 65.
Right, exactly.
In the 80s and 90s now.
Yeah. So you got the brain trust there in the Beltway going, will some of you older people hurry up and die?
Exactly. Yeah, that's not good politics, though.
No,
maybe
no.
Good economics, but it's not good politics.
Exactly. This is why we don't
vote.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah, they're the only ones that vote, but the other ones that, who don't vote, but take advantage of everything, not to mention the immigration issue, how that's pounding away at the budget. All these things are just, out of control here, Jordan. I mean, when are we going to apply some discipline here?
The only solution is to have growth. And if we have growth, the deficits are less. The deficits are going to go up, but they'll go up at a slower pace with having more economic growth. So that's what they're trying to do here. So we can't overpromise what this is going to deliver.
Well, no question. But, you know, you mentioned earlier, and sometimes I think people just really, this just goes right by them, you know, like just a fast torpedo, and they just let it go. They don't even want to look at it. And that's the interest rate. The interest rate on the debt is just, I mean, you talk about an anchor.
Well, the interest on the debt, but the interest rate is very low right now.
No,
go up. It's going to make our deficit go up a lot more just because of the interest rate going up. We're lucky we have extremely low interest rates and this huge amount of debt right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, without a doubt. But I'm just saying that even with that being the case, what are we, $200, $300 billion in interest payments?
Oh, no, it's more than it's more like $600 billion.
Oh,
yeah.
So almost three-quarters of a trillion. We're a $4 trillion business right now, basically, right? We used to be 3.5, but now we're 4 because we have to accommodate the growing interest payments and all this other stuff going on. And then how much actual stuff are we getting for that $4 trillion?
Yeah, not that much stuff. We're paying a lot of interest. We're paying for defense stuff, and we're paying out all these insurance programs. That's basically what it comes down to. So we'll see. It's a grand experiment. Let's hope we get it one way. If the Republicans do not pass a tax bill, they know they're toast next midterm, so they got to do something here.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, they've got a lot of egg on their face because of health care. And you know, they knew that this was going to be monumental. And, of course, tax reform, from our lips to God's ears. Hopefully we can make something happen here. Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answered Man. Jordan, how can they be in touch with you and your brilliance?
MoneyAnswers.com. I get emails from your folks all the time, and always glad to help them at MoneyAnswers.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Reminding us of what makes our country great.
There is a name I call in times of trouble. There is a song that comforts in the night. There is a voice that calms the storm that rages. He is Jesus. Jesus.
It's the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, 19 after the top of the hour. The House of Representatives yesterday passed the first major tax reform bill since the Reagan era. The vote was 227 to 205. Good number there. No Democrats voted for the bill, sadly. And, you know, I don't know about you, but, you know, I want the Democrats involved here. We need to have their perspective. There's no big victory here when it's, you know, a one-sided deal. I mean, yeah, victory in a sense that we finally got some something there for the Senate to look at. But I think it's absolutely disgusting and very disappointed that there's no Democratic representation on a bill that demands bipartisanship. You know, it's like we can get tax cuts if it's one party, but we want tax reform. And tax reform, true tax reform, I believe, in my humble opinion, happens when all sides are involved. And for those of you who are represented by Democrats, you need to put the pressure on them. Tell them to get in the fight. You know, they need to get to work. And this resistance stuff, you know, enough of this. The people voted. They decided, just like they decided before for Barack Obama on two terms. You know, they've decided at this point, as of last November, that Donald Trump is their president. And look what's happening. We've got a lot of great forecasts, but, you know, because everything is so partisan, you know, the Democrats, in much the same way, I understand, the Republicans didn't want to give Barack Obama credit, and it cost us then. So we're going to continue on with this idiocy and waste of the people's money, all for the sake of disunity and partisanship. And who wins? Who's winning when we do this? We the people end up losing at every turn, and so I would highly recommend, encourage you to speak up, get involved, engage our elected officials, and particularly if they're Democrats, to get on board. Make sure that their opinion, which does count, that it is engaged in the system, that we can truly have bipartisanship, and it then be win-win, and then everybody wins as a result of this. Things will work itself out. But for some reason, you know, the way the Beltway operates, it's us against them. And it's about their political survival, you know, and all of a sudden it's like the survival and the success of the constituents, the citizens, we the people, is subordinated to their desires and their hopes and manipulations to be reelected. That just doesn't seem fair. Do we have our next guest ready, Scott? Is Rebecca with us yet? Oh, they are ready. Okay, I was waiting for a cue that they were here. I'm so sorry. You know, you got to picture what's going to happen here. You know, we got the holidays coming, families coming together. And, you know, the question that may come up, and it probably should come up, especially if you have parents that are involved in Medicare. The warning here, the admonition is this Thanksgiving, make sure your parents' 2018 Medicare Plan D plan is in play. We have open enrollment taking place right now through December the 7th, and we're very fortunate to have with us an expert. She's the Vice President of Medicare Solutions. Rebecca Rabbit advises health plans on pharmacy programs for their Medicare and Medicaid populations. I'm going to read you a little bit more of her curriculum vitae and information about her because it's important to her background, because I want you to appreciate just how experienced she is and what she has to offer in this conversation. Her knowledge of CMS guidelines helps clients improve their Medicare Part D programs. Rebecca holds a doctorate in pharmacy from the St. Louis College of Pharmacy. She's completed a clinical residency at the Jewish Hospital of St. Louis. PharmD has played an integral role in the development of Express Scripts Medicare Part D prescription drug plans and a suite of Medicare services and solutions for clients. So very well experienced, and she brings this today to the conversation and is going to be most helpful. Rebecca, thank you for being with us here on Bill Martinez Live.
Thank you for the invitation and that very gracious background introduction.
Well, I appreciate the background, the knowledge that you have. And for some, you know, I've had to go through this and trying to go, okay, what plan do I need? And, you know, and you just, it seems like at times, Rebecca, you just don't have enough information. You know what I'm saying?
Not enough or too much can be just as overwhelming, right?
Right, exactly. But, you know, so now's a good time, you know, with all the conversations, things you can talk about. Hey, by the way, Mom and Dad, you know, I know you're involved in Medicare. Did you, you know, have you taken advantage of open enrollment, got underway, in October? And it goes all the way, as I mentioned, to December the 7th, right?
It does. It does. And it's important to note that that's a different date than enrollment in the Affordable Care plans that those of us that are not Medicare eligible might be thinking about. That date's December 15th. But we're talking about Medicare specifically for our mature adults and older Americans who are looking for drug coverage. And that date is December 7th.
Right. And that being said, it's not too late to have the conversation with our parents, right?
Absolutely. There's still 3 weeks left. Mm-hmm. And even if you've enrolled in a plan, there's still time to change all the way up until the last minute. So you don't have to feel like you've made a decision and you're stuck with it. You have 3 more weeks to have more conversation, do a little more research, talk to some experts, and make a different decision if you think there's another plan that's a better fit for you.
And so up until December 7th, this is the plan that you will choose for 2018. So you want to make sure that you're asking all the right questions. What should we be thinking about in considering any changes to our plan or even the institution of a new plan?
So if you're in a plan and you do nothing today, you will stay in that plan and you will have it for 2018. But what you may not appreciate are things that may have changed in that plan. So it's important to understand the premium, which is what you pay every month to be in the plan. That may have gone up or down. Did the deductible change, which is the amount of money you pay first before your health plan starts helping you out? Did that change? And even more importantly, if you're taking medications, are they still going to be covered? And if they're covered, did they change copayment amounts? Because there's nothing like going to the pharmacy and getting a surprise when you thought it was going to cost you $10, they cost you $30, $40, $50, or even more.
Mm-hmm. So all those could change. So we got premium, deductible, and coverage. So those are the three critical things to consider right off the bat, right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And there's some other things like your pharmacy network. Some of the plans start doing preferred pharmacy networks, which make the copays lower if you choose to go to one of those preferred pharmacies. That might mean that you have to change pharmacies if you want to take advantage of that savings.
Mm-hmm. What other things do we need to consider here, Rebecca, that, in order to really make this work for us? We need to understand, first of all, that things, quite possibly have changed from the previous year. Also, probably looking and in conjunction with our doctor, evaluating what our current physical condition is and what prospects we might have, in the next 12 months, possibly, right?
Those are great points. If you're currently taking brand medications, you also might want to think about whether there's been a generic that has been approved in the last year that's now covered by your plan. Generics are approved by the Food and Drug Administration, equally effective to the brand name product. So you can save a lot of money, hundreds of dollars in some cases, by switching to a generic.
Okay, less than a minute left here. So how can loved ones help seniors check if their meds will be covered by their plan next year? And also, if you can briefly explain the Medicare Star Rating System.
Sure. We encourage folks to go to an educational site called roadmapformedicare.com. This really lays out the landscape so you understand what you're trying to buy, what might be available out there on the market, and some of the decision criteria you should be using in choosing a plan. When you're ready to choose a plan, you go to Medicare.gov, and they have a plan finder tool where you can put the zip code in and your medications, and it will outline for you the plans available in your area and what they're expected to cost you for the following year. Sure. When you're looking at star ratings, it's 0 to 5, and you want to choose a plan that's 4 or 5 star rated.
This report is brought to you by the National Hospice and Palliative Care Organization. November is National Hospice and Palliative Care Month. This year marks the 35th anniversary of the Medicare Hospice Benefit, which has brought high-quality, patient-centered care to millions of Americans. The National Hospice and Palliative Care Organization is working to help people understand that hospice increases quality of life when a cure is not possible, and that it allows patients to spend their final months at home with support for family caregivers. Hospice care is widely covered by both Medicare and most private insurance plans. Ido Benick, NHPCO President and CEO.
One of the biggest misconceptions about hospice is that it's only brink-of-death care, which is simply not true. There's no reason to fear hospice. It's meant to provide comfort during the final months of life, not just the final hours, and allows patients to make their end-of-life journey at home, surrounded by their loved ones, where they want to be.
To learn more about hospice, see videos of hospice in action, or find a provider in your community, visit momentsoflife.org.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
They get away with it, did you?
The season, isn't it? 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Drop me an email, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Okay, gamers, this one's for you. Okay, we're going to take a look at the holiday gift guide for gamers. We're going to find out what the hottest games, newest trends, and best Black Friday deals are. And we're very fortunate to have Eric Lacter with us, Vice President of Marketing at PlayStation. Eric, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Bill, nice to meet you. I'm great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you for coming on. My son, who is an ardent gamer, of course, he loves it when I'm talking with gaming experts because it exposes my lack of knowledge. But I say, look, at it's okay, because he goes, Dad, you know, and why don't you talk to me first? And I said, well, because I want to take it from the audience perspective and give our experts the opportunity, because they're the ones that, you know, ones that really know. I mean, you know, with more than 59% of Americans playing video games, it's likely that many in our audience have one or two games on this year's list. And you're here to tell us that, you know, tell us what's trending, Eric. What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, thanks for the time, Bill. I take a lot of advice from my kids, too, so you shouldn't feel too badly about it. Beyond that, in terms of games, there's a ton of incredible games out right now. There's three that I can tell you about real quick. One is Call of Duty World War II. It's a first-person shooter. You land at the beaches of Normandy. You're shooting and getting shot at, trying to take the seawall. That's a pretty exciting game. You can play with your friends. Mm-hmm. Second game I like is called Star Wars Battlefront II. If you're a fan of the Star Wars movies, you can choose different characters that you like from any era of Star Wars game. I like Darth Vader. And then a third game I'm interested in is Gran Turismo Sport, which is a car racing game. Different cars, different tracks, Ferraris, Porsches, and just beautiful graphics, beautiful design, and a lot of good storytelling in the games, too.
Well, you know, when you talk about the graphics and designs, I mean, gosh, Eric, when I was first exposed to, you know, gaming and that, I mean, they have come such a long way, and it's so dynamic. I mean, you don't even have to wait for the year. It's like all these designers are just coming up with these incredible ideas and, you know, graphic development and that sort of thing. It's just got to be a lot of fun for you because you get to sit there and you're in the middle of all this.
Yeah, I'm right in the eye of the storm. It's super interesting. I mean, there's zombies, there's robots, there's dinosaurs, there's colors, there's shooter games, sports games, Lego games, superhero games. It's definitely a fascinating piece of entertainment.
Where's this all heading? What do you think? What do you see? What do you see down the road?
The big thing that we see right now is PlayStation virtual reality is super hot. New level of gaming, super immersive. You put the headset on. There's a few big games out right now that we're excited about. One is called Skyrim. You're battling a dragon, kind of a medieval world, which is super cool. I mentioned Gran Turismo, which is the car racing game. So beautiful cars, beautiful tracks, destinations around the world, but you're inside the game. So you look up, down, left, right, you know, all you see is car and track and excitement. There's another game called Farpoint where you're shooting spiders in space. There's like a horror genre game called Resident Evil 7 where people jump out and scare you. So I would definitely say the big trend this holiday is virtual reality.
Yeah, without a doubt, I would think. You know, for novices as well as seasoned gamers, what do they need to know? And then I'm going to ask you to help me out with my son because I got to do something for him, and I want to I want to impress him so that he goes, "Wow, Dad, where did you get that from?"
Yeah.
You know, so I need your help.
What was the question? What's coming up?
In terms of both novices and seasoned gamers.
Novices, yeah.
Yes, right. How should they approach this? Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, we're having a sale right now for Black Friday, November 19th to the 27th, where you can get a PlayStation 4 for $199.
Wow.
It's just an absolute screaming deal. There's tons of games you can play, from the ones I mentioned to tons of other games at the shelf. And I think that if you're looking to get into gaming, and, you know, it's kind of a no-brainer, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's an incredible deal. What about for seasoned gamers? What do they need to know?
On the seasoned gamer side, we've got PlayStation Virtual Reality for $299, which is also a discount. Same time period for Black Friday. We extended it to a week, the 19th to the 27th. And that $299 VR hardware also comes with the GT game, the car racing game. So you get the game and the headset for $299.
Okay, so what do I do for my son? I'm not sure if he has the virtual reality, but you know what kind
Does
of games?
Does he have a PS4?
Yes, that I do know.
Yeah, so you got to get him PlayStation virtual reality. You got to wait till the 19th and then go buy one for $299.
Just has to step up. That's it, huh?
Yeah, it's go time for you.
It is. Well, and thank goodness for Black Friday and you know, and a couple of extra days on top of that. So I've got plenty of time to get some shopping done for him. So he'll be a happy
we're
camper.
Saving you a couple bucks.
Well, that's
price,
good.
So
and I'm going to tell him, I'm going to say, and you can thank Eric Lachter, the director of brand marketing here. He's got you all set up. That's great. What other upgrades are we looking at in gear for Black Friday deals?
Yeah, I mean, those are the two big hardware deals, and then, you know, we could talk about games for hours. We got a game called Knack, there's MLB The Show, there's a game called Horizon Zero Dawn with a woman with orange hair battling dinosaur robots.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about a couple of the VR games, so there's limitless possibilities.
Yeah, you have to be aware of the women with orange hair, and that it's just something, you know, note to self here.
My wife has brown hair. I can't comment on women with orange hair, but
right.
I'll take your word for it.
Okay, you can blame it. You can blame it on me and stay married. It's all good.
I'm going to.
Yeah, attaboy. Good job. What about advice for us parents when looking to buy a video game this year?
Yeah, I've got an 11-year-old daughter named Liza. She likes the car racing games. And I think, you know, as a parent, you have to keep an eye on what content your kids are consuming, whether it's music, could be websites, could be movies. So the video game industry has something called the Entertainment Software Rating Board. They rate every single game. An E means it's appropriate for everyone, a T means it's good for teens, and an M means it's mature. Mm-hmm. So basically, parents can do what I do, which is pick up the box. If it's got an E, it's good to go. If it's T for teen, you decide if it's right for your kid. And then M, you know, obviously is for older kids.
Mm-hmm. Well, Eric, boy, there are a lot of exciting things here, you know, for the gamers and the parents that are looking to surprise, you know, their gamer family members and to impress them, because it's like, you know, we got to be all hip and ready to go here. And maybe my son won't make so much fun of me and going, oh, Dad, why didn't you know this? You know, so this will be good.
He's like my daughter. He's going to make fun of us regardless. But
right. Exactly.
You know.
Yeah, he makes fun of me.
We're cool deep down.
Yep, exactly. We hold on to cool because that's the thing, you know. As long as you hold on to it, you know, you don't have to make any comments, right?
That's right. They can't take it away from us.
Well, we've got Call of Duty, Star Wars, Battleground 2, Gran Turismo. Three great games to look at this holiday season. Of course, Black Friday, great deals out there. And Eric Lachter has been here with us. He is the Vice President of Marketing at PlayStation, as you can tell, very passionate. And I'm excited about PlayStation Virtual Reality. That's going to be a lot of fun, Eric.
Yeah, and it's a great deal, $299 from the 19th to the 27th, or $199 if you need to get into the PlayStation franchise with a PS4. So never been a better time to jump in.
You got it. Eric Lachter on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Eric.
Attention, users of the blood-thinning drug Xarelto. If you took the drug Xarelto and experienced complications such as cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, you may be eligible to get a cash award for your suffering. Call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 1-800-430-5010. That's 800-430-5010. To qualify for a cash settlement, you must file a claim before the deadline. So don't miss your opportunity for a cash settlement. Call 800-430-5010 now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Our call center is open 24/7. So if you took the drug Xarelto and experienced cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 800-430-5010, 800-430-5010. That's 800-430-5010. When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. Again, that's 800-211-8392.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Reminding us of what makes our country great. Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with the America 14 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, when you think about the Word of God in the Bible and what the Bible says, and often, maybe too, I don't know about you, but I hear, well, you know, you can't trust the Bible. It's all full of hundreds of contradictions. You know, when people make that broad brush statement, it tells me immediately that they really know little of the Bible. Because to make that statement, I mean, it's just like a cop-out. It's like, I don't want to do the work, you know. Well, why don't you do the work to find out if there are contradictions instead of just hearing what other people are saying and parroting, you know, their response, because they'd rather not be, they'd rather not have the light of the Word of God on their life and their lifestyle. Okay, well, our next guest, Dr. Jason Isle, has done a lot of work, and he's going to help you to this end. If you really are sincere about pursuing the truth of God and checking out what people, you know, so blindly say, and they're all motivated for what? You know, they just don't want to be accountable. You know, they're basically saying, God, you're not the boss of me. And so it's kind of easy just to say, well, you know, who wants to believe in the Word of God because of all these contradictions? It's really, I mean, it's almost like you're saying, God, you're a liar, right? You know, Dr. Lyle works full time on apologetics ministry, specializes in the defense of Genesis, earned a Ph.D. in astrophysics, is a well-respected speaker and debater, creator of the highly esteemed Stargazers Planetarium, located at the Creation Museum in Petersburg, Kentucky. He's authored a number of best-selling books on the topic of creation. Dr. Jason Lyle, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Thank you for having me on.
Hey, great to have you here to address these issues. I mean, it is such a cop-out. I mean, you know, you hear routinely, you know, that, oh, you can't trust the Bible. It's got all these contradictions. And you go, you know, I always like the follow-up. Because you ask them, you go, like what? And, you know, and you get this deer in the headlights kind of look. Like they didn't expect a follow-up question.
Right. They didn't expect you to call.
Yeah.
And in fact, that's the number one answer that they're, you know, or the number one response that I get when I ask them, okay, can you list some?
Mm-hmm.
And then the second most common response is that they will refer to a list that somebody else has published. Okay. And there's a popular list that's been circulating around on the internet, mm-hmm, that claims to have 439
Bible contradictions, and it's even got a graphic with it that shows the arcs that, you know, where one book contradicts another and so on. And boy, it sounds impressive, you know, with 439, even if they got a few of them wrong, you know, 439, right. We trust the Bible that's got all those contradictions. Mm-hmm. I thought, well, let's take a look at those. And immediately I found that 19 of them were basically duplicates. They were the same type of question. So it's 420 alleged contradictions. And I went through and researched each one of those. And I found that not one of them, not even one, was a legitimate contradiction.
Mm-hmm.
When you go back and look and read the text carefully, that, by the way, that resolved most of them, just reading the text carefully.
Mm-hmm.
But there were a few where I had to go back to the original manuscript, and sure enough, in the original manuscript, there's no contradiction there.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's been translated wrong in English. That accounted for a few of them, but most of the time, it was just the critic really hadn't read the Bible carefully, and he made some assumptions that weren't in the text. And so there was a contradiction in his imagination, but there was not a contradiction in the text of Scripture.
Yeah, if you go into the Word of God, and God kind of warns us, doesn't he? I mean, he tells us up front that we're going to perceive God based on our own worldview. So if we go in with a tricky sort of mind, if we're going to bend the truth, then that's what we're going to see. We're going to see the truth that is bent. So no big surprise here, is there?
No, I mean, people are motivated to not believe in God's word because they want to live according to their own lifestyle, and
right.
God's word challenges them to behave themselves, behave in a way that is contrary to their sin nature. So there's no doubt people are motivated to argue against Scripture. But the thing that I wanted to refute, though, is this: there's this common misconception that, you know, it's the intellectuals that doubt Scripture. You know, if you're a smart person, then you don't really believe the Bible anymore. And you know, I've found that the opposite is the case. I've found that if you're going to be intellectual, if you're going to be scholarly, you must believe the Bible because it has demonstrated itself to be accurate. There is no logical reason to reject Scripture, and there's every reason to embrace it. And so that's what I found when I researched these claims of contradictions. I found that whoever compiled this list really is not a sharp thinker.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean to insult his intelligence or anything like that. He might be very smart in his own field. I don't know. But when it comes to researching Scripture, it was very sloppy scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing that I want to, I think that should encourage Christians, that those who deny God's word are not denying it for good, solid, logical, intellectual reasons. They're motivated to not believe in it, and they come up with any excuse, no matter how flimsy. And when you investigate those excuses, you find that they don't stand up to rational scrutiny.
You know, Dr. Lyle, I agree exactly with what you're saying. I'm saying, look, if you have something that's valid, let's have the conversation. God says, look, contend with me. You know, bring it to me. And he's not afraid of it. You know, as people of faith, we should not be afraid of it. I welcome those challenges because that sharpens our blade. That helps us understand where people are coming from. But we also know that the Bible is real clear. God said, you know, a fool in his heart says there is no God. So if you have, you know, the first step wrong, you know, then, you know, the rest of it is compromised. You're in trouble there. But, you know, even for people of faith, we shouldn't be threatened by, you know, 420 claims. We should be challenged by it and do what you did and, you know, do some examination of these 420 claims and find out for yourself. And as you, and I'm sure as you went through this, you know, as a reinforcement for your own faith.
It really was. It was encouraging to me, and I learned some new things about Scripture in researching some of these. Because, you know, like I said, most of them, you just read the text carefully, the issues resolve. But there are a few where I had to go and do my homework, and I learned some interesting things. The specific timing of the details of the crucifixion, the resurrection of Christ, for example, I had to go in and do a little bit of in-depth work there, and I came out with a much fuller understanding of what the Bible is saying about that issue, because the four Gospels do give us different perspectives. They're not contradictory, but they are complementary. They give us different details, and those details, when you're scholarly, when you do it right, the details work together and you get a complete picture. And so I think people will enjoy reading the book. You can use it in two different ways. You can just read it from cover to cover, and I think you'll find it interesting, and you'll learn some new facts about Scripture. Or you can use it as a reference book. There is there's a Scripture index in back, and if you have heard somebody claim a specific contradiction, and if they're the one out of ten that can actually give you a specific Scripture reference, it's probably answered in this book. And I tend to be a very concise writer as well. So you might think, well, 420, that's going to be a volume. It's really not a very big book. You can read it in a day or two. And so it's giving succinct and yet rigorous answers to these claims. And so I think people can use it either as a reference book or just read through it and be encouraged that God's word is true from the beginning.
We're talking about Dr. Lyle's brand new book, Keeping Faith in an Age of Reason. You mentioned, some pleasant surprises for you, and I would say probably some big wows. What were the biggest wows as you were breaking this down that encouraged you the most?
Well, I think for me, one of the big wows was just at the end of the book, I actually categorize the critic's mistakes. The critic had to make a number of mistakes in reasoning in order to conclude that something's a contradiction when in fact it really isn't. And so I broke it down, and the critic made over 615 errors in reasoning in order to conclude, because sometimes you think, well, there's only 420 alleged claims, but sometimes you'd make more than one mistake in order to conclude a contradiction. So it's over 600 mistakes. And the number one error surprised me, because I thought, well, it'll be, he didn't go back to the original Hebrew text, because sometimes you have to do your homework and you have to go back to the Hebrew and make sure it's been translated correctly. I thought that would be like number one. It's not. That's way down on the list. In fact, only nine of the 600 mistakes in the critic's reasoning were failure to check the original language. The most common mistake in 195 of the critic's errors were simply failure to read the text carefully and in context. He'd pull out an isolated verse, but if he'd bothered to read the previous verse, the issue would have been resolved, or the following verse, the issue would have been resolved. He just pulled it right out of context. And that is a whopping big mistake that critics make. In terms of my own personal encouragement and enlightenment, I really enjoyed researching the alleged contradictions in terms of the timing of the resurrection, the women going to the tomb, and did they see one angel or two? Was Mary Magdalene alone, or was she with other women? The Gospels are actually very consistent. You just have to read them through carefully and think through the situation carefully, and this book will actually give you the answer to that. It will give you the complete picture that's consistent with all four of the Gospels, with no contradictions at all.
See, we're not going to give, well, this is called a tease. And the reason we give you a tease so that you will buy the book. But trust me, this is very powerful. Dr. Lyle, great scholarship on this, and you've done a lot of work for us. And like any scholarship that comes our way, what it does is it furthers our thinking. It's just the beginning. It's not the end, right?
That's right.
Yeah. So thank you very much. Now you're going to keep us up all night as we continue to study this even further. But, I cannot thank you enough for this, because I think that so often when it comes to issues of our faith, particularly in the Word of God, we've gotten a little bit lazy, and we need to look into this. And as we do, boy, I'll tell you, you get these veils that are pulled back, and the onion skin experience comes in, and you go, wait a minute, I've read this hundreds of times. Why didn't I see it then? But I'm seeing it now. There's nothing like revelation from the Word of God, is there?
That's right. And if people want to check it out, they can get it on our website at biblicalscienceinstitute.com.
And we'll link it on our website as well at BillMartinezLive.com. Dr. Lyle, thank you so much. Congratulations on the book, and thank you for coming on and sharing it with us. Keeping Faith in an Age of Reason. Dr. Jason Lyle on Bill Martinez Live.
Washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars. and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Most people think